حي على الفلاح.
Okay, let's see what we can do here with the conquering of Constantinople. In Sunan Abu Dawud, when Bayt al-Maqdis is taken, Medina will become abandoned. When Medina is abandoned, there will be a great battle. And when the great battle occurs, Constantinople will be conquered. And when Constantinople is conquered, the Dajjal will appear. So we can see clearly, this is towards the end of time. Constantinople is conquered. So how do we lose Constantinople? Istanbul today. So we had scholars disagreeing, right? Some said that Istanbul will be lost. So the Muslims are in control of it. Muslims will lose control of it. And then we'll regain it again towards the end of time, right before the Dajjal. That's one explanation. And honestly, that's the explanation that makes a lot of sense. That even though it's a Muslim city now, we will lose it, whatever it is. Yani people start, oh, that's because they will join the European Union. You don't know that. We don't even know there will be a European Union in 1,000 years from now. We don't know the future. So whatever it is, it will be not considered under Muslim control anymore. And then the Muslims will regain it towards the end of time, before the emergence of the Dajjal. That's one explanation, and very plausible. The second one, probably a little insulting to people who live in Istanbul, or to Turkish people in general. Some scholars said, we lost it. We lost it a long time ago. When Kemal Ataturk came and he did all the things that he did, that's when we lost Istanbul. We don't consider it a Muslim city anymore. But the truth is, if you go to Istanbul today, and you're probably going to go for one thing. Actually, two things. One, you're going to go see the sites. And what are the sites? The masajid. So you are going to a Muslim city to see this masajid. Two, you're going to go because of their kebab. But that's not the point. When you go to Istanbul, will you hear the adhan being called? Will you see people in hijab? Will we find a place to pray? Yeah, yes, there will be alcohol and other things. But will you say this is not a Muslim city? And is it any less Islamic than Cairo, for example? Or less Islamic than Dubai or any other place? Yani, that's actually more Islamic than Dubai. I don't care what anybody says. So how can Dubai be a Muslim city and that's not a Muslim city? Anyways, the point is that opinion has its issues, as you can see. This is the Prophet then describes here this what will happen. He describes Al-Qastantiniyah, Constantinople, and he says that, have you heard of the city? Part of it is in the water, the other part is in the water. They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. He said, the hour will not be established, لا تقوم الساعة حتى 70,000 from Bani Ishaq, from the children of Ishaq, will charge or march towards it to take it over. So when they get to it, they're just going to camp, and they're not going to fight with a weapon, or shoot an arrow at it. So there's some scholars again said arrow. They shoot an arrow. It could be that they will shoot an arrow because something happened to technology, but it could also be that they will shoot a gun. The Prophet didn't want to say the word gun. Just create confusion in the hadith. It'll be 1,400 years of people being confused from this hadith before we finally understand it. And it's not all about us. Before guns were made, how would people understand this hadith for thousands of years? Anyways, they will say, Allahu la ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar. And then, so part of the city will collapse. And then, and they will say takbir again until the other side collapse. And they say takbir again until the third part of the city collapse. So they take it over without using any weapons or anything like that. So Al-Qadi Iyad, rahimahullah, this great scholar, he said, no, the Arabs were the ones intended. Not the children of Ishaq, but the Arabs. But Ibn Kathir said, no. He said, this hadith indicates that the Europeans will become Muslim towards the end of time. So he says, Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, that the conquering, perhaps the conquering of Constantinople, or Constantinople or Istanbul, will be upon the hands of a group of them. This group of people who are European, who are, you know, Romans, yani from Europe, which is, you know, from Asia basically, the part of Asia known as Europe, and then they become Muslim, and they're the ones who go and free Constantinople just with their takbirs and tahleels without shooting a single arrow, which is really, really powerful. And there's a hadith then, and that shows a group of them, of the Europeans, leave and come and join the Muslim ranks. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, and then so this group now leaves. They got the army of the Muslims and this Western or this European army, and then a huge group leaves and becomes Muslim and comes. So they will come and say, "Hey, Muslims, stand aside and let us fight those who left our ranks." And the Muslims say, "No, wallahi, we'll not stand aside and let you basically and leave our brothers." The conquering of Constantinople without any fighting is something that definitely has not happened yet. So it is from the future signs before the Day of Judgment. Imam al-Tirmidhi narrates that Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, conquering of Constantinople will be towards the end of time, يعني, close to the Day of Judgment, meaning the Dajjal times and those towards the end. By Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The hour will not be established until trials become apparent." So there'll be a lot of trials and tests. Lying becomes prevalent. And that's actually so simple, right? It doesn't need much explanation. Lying becomes prevalent. We see lying everywhere. Lying on the internet, lying on WhatsApp, videos, hoaxes, lies, commercials, lies. Lies everywhere. And the lies spread so quickly as well because of the internet. In seconds, they'll reach around the world. But this is the part we really want from the hadith. And markets become interconnected. It's really amazing and beautiful how the Prophet ﷺ mentioned this 1,400 years ago. Like, nobody would have known that markets would be so connected. Meaning, if you look at Alibaba and eBay and Amazon, you've got you've got everything basically under the sun in one place. You see, that's one way the markets are connected under one banner. That's one example. Another example would be, for example, if you buy an automobile, if you buy a car. So now you dealt with the automobile industry, right? But in order for you to drive that car, you have to go to another industry. That's insurance. And then you have to go through the bank for the financing. So you see all these markets coming together in the case of the automobile. Even in the case of building the automobile, it comes from all over, parts from all over. You've got the radio and the sound system. You've got the engine. You've got tires. You've got all these industries coming together to create this one commodity. Then, markets being interconnected, stock markets, for example, a powerful example of that. Stock markets is a powerful example of the markets interconnected. Or the dollar, rising, or, if the dollar increases or decreases, it affects currencies around the world, it affects markets around the world. So, all that shows you markets being connected together. And that's one of the signs before the hour. Not necessarily haram or bad or anything, but it's just amazing that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned something like this 1,400 years ago, and it is the reality and the norm of markets in our life today. Others mentioned also that it could be that you could quickly find out what's happening in other markets, that they're connected in that sense, that you can very instantly find out what is rising, what is falling, what is doing well, what is not doing well. And then others said it could be the ability to travel. Markets being connected, meaning you could easily go from this market to that market, or from, even though the distance is far, you can easily connect. If you're doing business with China, for example, you can be on a plane and then within a day, you're in China and you're connected with that market. Whereas, without planes, look how far the distance would be. It's really amazing, and that's what's happening right now as we speak. Another one mentioned by An-Nasa'i rahimahullah, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Indeed, from the signs of the hour is a person will want to buy something, but he will be told, 'Not until I seek the permission of the businessman from such and such tribe.' And a person will seek a scribe in a large area, but will find none." Basically, this one is talking about how few people will control the markets. And there is such an amazing visual here. Even if you search, there is an image that has all the companies in America and their parent companies. And you'll see that almost every product, they just go back to 5 or 6 major companies that own everything. And you just spend hours going through that document, and you'd be amazed at how many this company is owned by that company. All of them in the end go to the major 4 or 5, and everything else is owned by a company, owned by a company, owned by a company, then it goes back to those. That's the same also for news channels, you know, or you know, TV stations. You'll see that in the end, there's just four or five that own all of them. So that's something, again, that's the reality of our world now, and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that 1,400 years ago.